first of all, congratulations getting the contract thing done. It had to be nice to just kind of get that out of the way before the season.
Oh, yeah, it feels great, man. I want to give glory to God, man. You know, hard work pays off, you know, and like you say, it feels good. You know, I can put this behind me and just go out and play football and go all out now.
Exactly. Congratulations again. Rashad on Twitter, of course, at RashadJones9. What are your expectations for this defense this year? I mean, we're watching it, and we're seeing some of the new pieces, some of the returning pieces, and it looks like it can be a pretty special unit.
Oh, yeah, man. We're looking good out there right now. You know, I think it's a great group, like you say, in the locker room and on the field. You know, the guys are kind of bonding around and feel good running around. We got some veteran guys, and, you know, Brent Grimes and Danell Ellerby at linebacker that, you know, they've been in this league for a while and seen and done a lot for this league. You know, I think we're going to have a great season. It's a tough league each and every Sunday, any given Sunday, we all know. But I think if we go out and do what we do, I think we can have the best.
You know, Rashad, I know Coach has been stressing takeaways from the defensive side of the ball. We know that you, last year, man, you were all over the place making a lot of plays. Now it seems like it's kind of becoming a little contagious this time in training camp. You know, you see the young guy like Will Davis making plays. I don't think anybody's thrown on Grimes that much in practice at all. But how's that? How's what you've done and what your leadership translated in terms of, you know, getting guys around the ball? I see a lot of guys around the ball, but you seem to be one of those guys that have that knack for it. Are guys starting to feel that from you as well?
Oh, yeah, most definitely, man. You know, Coach Cole and the defensive staff, you know, they kind of tell us about the turnovers, and we know the percentage for winning and losing with the turnover ratio is huge. So creating turnovers on defense, you know, that's what we want. You know, we give our offense another chance to go out and put points on the board. So going after the ball, being aggressive, I think that's always the key. And you know, I'm a kind of guy that, you know, I'm a leader, I think, on this defense, not too much vocally, but I go out and by my play, I go out and try to let the guys, you know, feed off of me and feel what I'm doing. And like you say, those guys have been coming around and they've been feeding off of me and making plays also. That's what the great ones do. You make the ones around them good, better.
And how reassuring is it for you to be able to go out there and do that when you got a guy like Chris Clemons behind you having your back?
Oh, yeah, man. Chris Clemons is doing a great job. You know, he's a veteran guy, too, who's been in this league and been playing very well for us on defense. So it makes you feel good when you look to your right or your left and a guy like that is beside you.
Now, Rashad, you came in 2010 in a 3-4 defense, and now it seems like ever since you've moved to this 4-3 defense, I mean, your play has skyrocketed. You went from 62 tackles in 2011, 94 tackles last year. How does this defense fit your skill set, and do you think it's – the defense attributes to your success?
Oh, yeah, most definitely, man. I think it allowed me to be the safety I am, which is a versatile safety. You know, I can run, be that Troy Polamalu guy to come up and stop the run, and I can be the Ed Reed back there, you know, going and making breaks on the ball and going to intercept the ball and, you know, making those kind of plays. So I think this defense allowed me to be more versatile and roam and be a playmaker like I am.
What a combination. The hybrid Troy Polamalu.
How about
Ed
that?
Yeah, right? I'll take it all day.
That's how you want to make him safety, right?
That's not bad at all. I like this question that came from Dean in the live chat. He said, Rashad, you seemed obviously to take a big step in getting better last year. How much more room is there to take another big step this year?
I think it's always room for improvement, but I think the most important factor is on the defense, as a defensive back standpoint, is being consistent. You know, I want to just continue to put together a season like I had last year, a solid season. You know, the total package, you know, 95 tackles and, like you say, 4 interceptions. That's a solid season. You know, that's pretty hard to beat, you know, at the safety position. So I pretty much had a solid season. I think the key is just being consistent.
How important is that defensive line to the secondary and to your success?
Oh, man, it's huge, man. You got to give credit to those guys. Everything that we – all the plays that we make, you got to give credit to those guys, putting pressure on the quarterback, getting in the quarterback phase, having the quarterback release the ball a little bit earlier, you know, get the ball out of his hands. It give us extra opportunities to go out and make those kind of plays.
We say it all the time. Rashad Jones is here. Defensive line can help out the secondary. Secondary can help out the defensive line as well. Myron in Texas, hey, it's training camp. Everybody, you know, is watching. We got the 90-man roster. He wants to know what you've seen from some of the young guys that have been around in the secondary. You got some young safeties, you know, behind you and Chris on the depth chart, obviously. And Myron wants to know if anybody's been standing out to you as you work with those guys?
All those guys doing a tremendous job, man. I don't know in particular just a guy that just stand out, but Will Davis, he's been around the ball tremendously, man. He's been getting his hands on the ball. I think actually he leads the group. You know, we keep a chart in the in the DB room. I think he right now he leads the group in like pass breakups and interceptions. So that guy's been around the ball a lot, man. And all the guys are coming on a lot, you know, from Don Jones and the rest to on down the line, man. A lot those guys are coming along pretty well.
And you got a lot of young guys in there. You feel yourself kind of taking on a leadership role in that room a little bit?
Oh yeah, most definitely, man. I think those guys look at me for that leadership.
Very nice. Rashad Jones is here. He's on Twitter at RashadJones9. I had Will Davis on my list of things to ask you about. I mean, for a guy to be a rookie and to come in and he had, you know, one or two huge days at practice and everybody was excited, but you say, all right, it's practice. How good did it feel to go out there in that game the other night and see him sort of translate it to the game field against Jacksonville?
Oh, I think that's what it's all about, man. You know, you work your butt off each and every day out here on the practice field, and to go out and translate it and make it happen in the game, man. I mean, I think it make everybody feel good knowing that you've been working hard and you go out on national TV on a big stage and you put it all together.
Rashad, you know, we come here a lot of times and we talk about the team speed on defense. You've been on this team for a few years now. Is this the fastest defense you played on here?
I believe so, man. We got guys like Cameron Wake, DN, that's running. They can run with DBs. You know, Danelle Ellerbeer, at linebacker, who's moving. Phil Wheeler, who's actually running. The guy runs 4.5, 4.6 as a linebacker. Brent Grimes and, you know, Chris Clemens. You know, I pretty much think this is one of the fastest defense I have been on.
How about the Georgia guys saying something nice about the Georgia Tech guys? I was just going to ask them along back there.
I was just going to ask them, how you fit in there? Are you in the middle? You at the top? You the fastest guy? No, just messing with
you. Oh, yeah, I can run.
I know that's right.
Yes, you can. All right, last one for Rashad Jones. It comes from 72 Dolphin in the live chat. We just mentioned the Dogs and the Yellow Jackets. He's a big UGA guy. He's a booster. He wants to know, preseason number 5, can they take it all this year? That's what he wants to know.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, man. I think Coach Rick, it's time for him to win the big dance, and he's been in that program and had plenty of success in that program. I think this is year to win the show.
No, Mark Rick, you know, where he played his college ball at the University of Miami.
I'm a fan of Rick.
So we always root for him a little bit, especially when they play the Gators once a year. Good stuff. Rashad Jones, always appreciate you coming in, man. Congratulations again on the contract. Have a great season, dude.
Okay, appreciate you.